Recorded Books presents Free Will by Sam Harris, narrated by the author.
The question of free will touches nearly everything we care about. Morality, law, politics, religion, public policy, intimate relationships, feelings of guilt and personal accomplishment. Most of what is distinctly human about our lives seems to depend upon our viewing one another as autonomous persons capable of free choice. If the scientific community were to declare free will an illusion, it would precipitate a culture war far more belligerent than the one that has been waged on the subject of evolution. Without free will, sinners and criminals would be nothing more than poorly calibrated clockwork, and any conception of justice that emphasized punishing them, rather than deterring, rehabilitating, or merely containing them, would appear utterly incongruous. And those of us who work hard and follow the rules would not deserve our success in any deep sense. It's not an accident that most people find these conclusions abhorrent. The stakes are high. In the early morning of July 23, 2007, Stephen Hayes and Joshua Komisarjevsky, two career criminals, arrived at the home of William and Jennifer Pettit in Cheshire, a quiet town in central Connecticut. They found Dr. Pettit asleep on a sofa in the sunroom. According to his tape confession, Komisarjevsky stood over the sleeping man for some minutes, hesitating, before striking him in the head with a baseball bat. He claimed that his victim's screams then triggered something within him, and he bludgeoned Pettit with all his strength until he fell silent. The two then bound Pettit's hands and feet and went upstairs to search the rest of the house. They discovered Jennifer Pettit and her daughters, Haley, 17, and Michaela, 11, still asleep. They woke all three and immediately tied them to their beds. At 7 a.m., Hayes went to a gas station and bought 4 gallons of gasoline. At 9:30, he drove Jennifer Pettit to her bed.